And now, the life of Mary Summers. Time is standing still for Mary. The dramatic events of the past few days, including the public recognition of Max's heroism in the prison fire, have lost all meaning. The town of Sandy, the friends and neighbors, have become unreal to Mary. Non-existent. There's only one fact, one reality, which is pounding at her brain, demanding that she accept it. The fact that her lovable madcap husband, Max Sanders, is critically ill. And her devoted friend, Dr. John Benson, has warned her that the end may come at any moment. The end of the life of the man Mary loves. The end of the world. It is early morning. In response to a terrifying summons from Dr. John Benson, Danny Stratford has borrowed a neighbor's car and has driven Mary and his invalid wife, Phyllis, to see Max. They are just entering the hospital.
Here you are, Phyllis. Hold tight.
Oh, Danny, I'm too heavy for you.
What are you trying to do? Insult me? Don't you know your own husband's strength? Go on ahead, Mary. We'll be right behind you.
All right, Danny. Mary, I can't believe Max is so sick. You think he'll know us?
I don't know, Phyllis. When I talked to him yesterday, his mind wandered. Kept talking about a dream. A dream about my future. That seemed more real to him than I did.
Gosh, Mary, it's not fair.
Well, Max can't die.
Why, he's got everything to live for. He's a hero. Everybody waiting to congratulate him. And only last night the paper said the governor was sure to pardon him.
Yes, Max has everything to live for. Oh, look, there's John down the corridor beckoning to us to hurry.
Oh, Mrs. Sanders.
Yes?
Are you Mrs. Max Sanders?
Yes, sorry, but I can't stop to talk.
I thought I guessed right. The hospital clerk described you as good-looking. There couldn't be two like you in this town. My name's Fuller, feature writer for National News Service. They won't let me interview your husband about the pardon, so I thought...
The pardon?
Golly. See, has the governor pardoned Max?
Sure, I got a flash on it an hour ago. Now, Mrs. Sanders, our readers want to know your...
Well, here comes John. He's beckoning to us.
I can't talk to you now. My husband is very sick. I must go to him.
All I need is a statement. I like the story.
Won't you please stop bothering me?
Very. Max is calling for you. Please, hurry.
I've got a deadline to meet, Mrs. Sanders. Just a statement. You're thrilled to death over the good news or something.
I'll give you more than a statement if you want to get out of here fast.
Oh, tough guy, huh?
Yes, but it's necessary.
Well, can't you tell me she's pleased about the pardon? Yeah, we're ready to give her $1 million worth of publicity. Feature story, picture, life history.
Haven't you brains enough to see this is no time to bother her with questions?
Say, you're saying that as sick as all that? On the level? Life hanging on the balance? A day's pardon come through? I won't be sorry, Mrs. Sanders. I didn't realize the situation, or I wouldn't have been so persistent. Well, thanks, Doc. This is a great story now. I knew I'd get one if I stuck around all night.
Sorry this had happened, Mary.
It's all right, John. Let's hurry.
Gosh, if I wasn't holding you close, I'd have taken a poke at that guy.
Come, let's go in. Sir Danny, put Phyllis in this wheelchair. I had them leave her here at the door.
Okay. There you are, Snuggerfugger. Comfy?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Mary, I must talk to you and Phyllis before you go in to see Max.
Yes, John?
I don't know any way to break the news gently. I'll have to give it to you. Well, like this. Max is sinking fast.
No, John, no, I don't believe it.
Can't be true. You can't mean that Max is dying.
God.
Max can't die. He's got to live. He's going to live.
I hope so, Mary. Come on, Danny. Follow us. Max's room is just down the hall.
Okay, Doc. We'll be right behind you.
Oh, Danny, I can't let Max see me cry. But I never dreamed he was so sick.
No, no, she's not crying. Look at Mary. She's not crying.
You know, she's braver than I am. There. I think I'll stop.
Here we are. We better go right in.
Is it all right to tell Max about the governor's pardon, John?
I'm afraid it won't make any difference one way or the other, Mary.
He looks so thin.
Max. Max, darling.
Mary, what? You won't let me tell her about the dream. Not much time left to tell her.
I'm listening to you, Max.
Oh, so you are. So you are. You're right here with me.
Lexington.
Yes, Max. And Phyllis and Dan have come to see us, too. Look, see Phyllis in the wheelchair?
Wait. I'll push the chair over close to the bed so that Phyllis can talk to you, Max.
Hello, Max. You're looking fine.
Even swell, sir.
Yes, Max, we thought maybe we could take you home with us today, but, well, the doctor's saying we'd better wait a few days.
Good old John knows best.
Danny's getting stronger every day, Max. He carried me in from the car as if I were a baby.
Ain't you walking yet, Phyllis?
No, but John says he thinks I'm getting better.
Sure, you are. You and Danny gonna have a long, happy life together. Ask old Max. He's a lot. Danny, Mary, can't see you. It's dark here. Don't let him pull down the shades. Can't see you.
I'm right here beside you, darling. For I'll always be.
You and me, together.
Yes, dear, always. Oh, Max, darling, we're going to be so happy. There is so much to live for. So many wonderful things have happened. And Max, the governor's granted your pardon.
That's not smart. Pardon. It doesn't hurt. Let me look at it. It's all right, John. It's all right. You tell him. Things are going to be all right.
Of course everything's going to be all right, darling. You and I together. That's my little house. Sitting by the big log fire as we used to. I see my warmth. It's cold.
No, just can't turn back. Gotta look ahead. Mary, I can't see you. So dark here. Dark here. It's night.
I'm right here, dark. My face close to yours. Touching your cheek. Feel it?
Nice soft cheek. Listen, Mary. You gotta listen. Tell Phyllis, Mary, John, listen too. Not much time left.
We're just in that. Johnny shouldn't talk so much today. He's so tired.
Just trying to tell you something, Mary.
Now it's light again. Daylight. I can see everything now. I see things I never saw before. Always one of them dumb sort of a guy. So dumb for a girl like Mary.
No, Mary.
Mary, talk to her.
Mary, I tried to be the man you thought I was. Guess it just wasn't in me.
Oh.
Just trying to tell you. Important. Very important. Got my little prayer now. Gotta show you what I see here. Look. Down that road. Way down there. That's you, Mary. All alone. You're afraid. That's because you can't see ahead. Mary, I'm trying to show you. If you can only see, it's happiness for you, too. It's happiness you didn't have with me. Don't be afraid, Mary. I'll be with you. Do you find the way?
Do something.
He's beyond our help now, Danny.
He's dead. Max is dead.
Max, darling, it's Mary. Speak to me, please. And right beside you, that's you now.
Mary, dear. Max can't hear you. Now.
Oh, Mary, don't you understand? Max is dead.
No. I can't believe it.
No. Max isn't dead.
Didn't you hear him say he wouldn't leave?
Mary, dear, please.
But, John, you don't understand. It's not true. Max hasn't gone. I don't believe it. I'll never believe it.
True, Mary. True beyond the shadow of a doubt. Your love for Max, great as it is, can never restore him to this world. We, too, are helpless. Words are inadequate at a time like this. But our sincerest thoughts and deepest sympathy are with you.